From KQED Public Radio, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly science and environment series. What does the future of medicine sound like? Well, here's a hint. Inside a new clinic at the University of California in Davis, horses are receiving types of stem cell treatments still off limits to humans. Vets say they're learning more about procedures that might one day treat human injuries, and they're helping animals along the way. Amy Standen reports.
The waiting room at UC Davis's large animal clinic is lined with stalls and metal bars. Instead of People magazine, there's hay and plastic water jugs. And the doctor, horse veterinarian Larry Galupo, is scratching the nose of one of his patients.
I'm going to introduce you to the owner, and this is Amy.
We'll call this horse Disney and its owner Gretchen. They're both pseudonyms at the owner's request for the privacy, she says, of her horse's medical records.
She has high-performance horses that are really, really top athletes. And when they are top athletes, they're at higher risk to injure themselves.
Disney competes in English dressage. It's kind of like jazz dance for horses. Animals at Disney's level cost about $60,000, and they can take 5 years to train. A simple, common injury, like the torn tendon that Disney's suffering from, can be career-ending. Here's Gretchen.
I always like my horses so much, and they become sort of family members. But they have to work in their lives, and competition means to perform as best as we can.
Gretchen is spending upwards of $3,000 on a treatment that is still considered experimental. A few weeks ago, veterinarians here extracted a small vial of stem cells out of Disney's sternum. Today, Dr. Galupo will re-inject some of those stem cells, which have multiplied in petri dishes in the lab, into Disney's tendon. Again, Dr. Galupo.
So what we're hoping is with these therapies, if you get them early enough, before you have major tears, you'll be able to regenerate that tendon, ligament, or joint injury back to its more of its normal state.
Galupo is describing regenerative medicine, and it's more revolutionary than it sounds. Instead of creating scar tissue, which is how the body would ordinarily heal an injury, vets here aim to trick the body into generating new tendon tissue. Stem cells are the key to this process.
So a stem cell is a cell that has the ability to give rise to a number of differentiated cell types. So that means specialized cell types.
That's Rick Durank, a stem cell researcher on the senior faculty at the University of California, San Francisco. He says that all too often when we talk about stem cells, we talk about human embryonic stem cells, which are controversial because they can only be harvested from a human embryo. But other types of stem cells can also be effective. Mesenchymal stem cells, for instance, can be harvested from bone marrow or fat without harming the patient. They can grow into many kinds of tissue, including skin, muscle, and tendon. Back at UC Davis, Disney stands in metal stocks as Gretchen strokes his mane. His head is starting to droop.
We've already put a nerve block in, so right when we put the needle in, he has no sensation.
Dr. Galupo draws about 2 teaspoons of pink liquid into a hypodermic needle a few inches long.
You're going really slowly, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Using an ultrasound to guide him, Galupo injects the liquid, which contains Disney's own stem cells, along with a growth agent, into Disney's leg.
I'm kind of backing up out of the tendon, so I'm going all around it as well.
The hope is that these stem cells will take their cue from the cells in Disney's tendon to regenerate new tendon cells, repairing the tear. Because the cells come from Disney's own body, there's no risk of an immune rejection. It's too soon to say whether this treatment will actually generate new tendon tissue, but vets here say that many of the horses they've treated have been able to return to performance-level work. A handful of commercial clinics across the country are offering stem cell treatment to other animals, too, like dogs and cats. But not, so far, to humans. That's because, with a few exceptions, like bone marrow transplants and skin grafting for burn patients, stem cell medicine in humans is still in the research phase. But if stem cell tendon repair works on horses, dogs, and cats, researchers say, there's good reason to think it might work in humans, too.
Veterinary care allows you an avenue to try out something where it would take so much more work and so many more hurdles before you can get into humans.
Those hurdles are part of the lengthy FDA process that precedes actual clinical trials in humans. Durank says it will take a lot more money and interest from researchers before we have access to stem cell treatments for our own tendon tears. After just a few minutes, Disney's treatment is complete.
Now we bandage him up, let him wake up, and he'll be ready to go in a half hour.
If Disney is still limping in 60 days, veterinarians will give him another round of stem cell injections. But if his gait and his ultrasound show recovery, those stem cells will remain frozen, out to pasture, so to speak, just in case he injures himself again. For Quest, I'm Amy Standen, KQED Radio News.
Check out our community science blog at kqed.org/quest.
Major funding for Quest is provided by the National Science Foundation, the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation, and Ann S. Bowers, the Robert Noyce Trust.